Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 28. I've got something just short here. I don't know how sweet it is. And they'd say keep it short and sweet, you know. But we'll try to do our best. Let's go to Genesis chapter 28. God's good to us, isn't he?
Amen.
Isn't God good to us? Amen. So good to us. Thank God for his goodness. Genesis chapter 28, verse number 10. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. He took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. He dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, to thy seed. Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Jacob rose up early in the morning, took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. Called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God be with me and will keep me in his way, that I go and give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillow shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Can we pray tonight, Lord? Thank you for your presence that we feel in this place tonight. I pray that you help us and touch us. Speak to us from your word. Lay your hand upon us, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Jacob has deceived his brother. Jacob has deceived his brother twice. The Bible says that Isaac's anger was known to Rebekah, and Rebekah told Isaac, Esau's anger was known unto Rebekah, and Rebekah told Isaac, which would have been her, you know, her husband. Isaac and Rebekah had twin boys, Jacob and Esau. Jacob has deceived Esau twice, and he's taken the birthright and the blessing and all these things. And so Isaac called Jacob and said, go to your mother's family and take a wife there, and don't take one of these heathen women. And said, God be with you. And so Jacob goes. The Bible says Jacob was a man who dwelt in tents. Now Esau, he was a hunter. He was a wild man. He was a man of the field. But Jacob was like a, what we would call like a city slicker. Y'all know what a city slicker is? And I need to quit these words before I go preach with that interpreter. I'm going to get in trouble. But Jacob was like, you know, different, totally different. And so I can see him going here. He's running. The Bible says he went toward Haran. It was all new to him. This was the first time he had been away from mama. It's this, you know, probably most of you agree if you read the Bible here and dig into this very much. He was a mama's boy. And no doubt Rebecca favored him a lot. But he goes, and the Bible says that he stopped at a certain place. He stopped at Bethel. And God had had this special spot for here, amen, or this special touch, this special appointment here. And I want to preach tonight on because the sun was set. Because the sun was set. The Bible says he lighted, or he stopped upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. He didn't stop there because it was a comfortable place to stop. He stopped because it was so dark he couldn't go on. He didn't stop there because he had stayed there before. He stopped there because he couldn't go no further. He stopped here, amen, because the sun was set. The Bible doesn't say the sun was setting or it was getting close. No, he had went as far as he could go. Now, I want to preach tonight about this. Sometimes we go as far as we can go, but God has it already set up that that's where we need to be anyways. Amen. Praise God. Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." He was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Jacob took the stones that he had for a pillar, and he poured oil on them. He made a vow. Amen. He made promises to God. And he said, "God, amen, I'm going to serve you, and you'll be with me." Amen. And God met him there. Thank God. You know, God will meet us when we're at our lowest. God will meet us when we need him the most. Praise God. Because the sun was set as far as I could go. I know y'all have read that story. They wrote songs about it. We've preached about it over and over and over. Amen. Where, you know, here comes this woman who has the issue of blood. And she says, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, amen, I shall be whole." The Bible says, think about a few things that it says here. The Bible says that she had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had, but was nothing better, but rather grew worse. This lady had went as far as she could go. This lady had tried everything she could try. Friend, I know sometimes we try and it's just another disappointment. And I can hear somebody saying, "Amen, where you going?" You know, whatever her name was. "Where you going, Shirley? Where you going, you know, Miss Smith? I'm going down to see another physician." A physician. Amen. "Are you going to try another one?" "Yes." "Amen. Who's this one? Is it one you've saw before?" "No. This man's name is Jesus of Nazareth. I've never saw him before." "Where's his office at?" "Well, it's kind of strange." Can y'all just, in your mind, just think for a little while this conversation? It's kind of strange. He doesn't have an office. He just goes up and down the shores of Galilee. Amen. He just wanders from city to city, but everything I've heard about him, people have been helped and people have been changed and people's lives have been changed. Jesus of Nazareth, I've never heard of that physician. Amen. Who is he? What is he? Well, I can't tell you all about it. Amen. But I'm going to go. She had tried everything. She had went as far as she could go. Hallelujah. She said, "I spent all." Amen. "I have had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had." You know, we could throw a rock at her and say, "Well, what a waste." But listen, you know what? If we look at this in one way, you can see a determination to get better. I believe that God honors us when we are determined to get better. I believe that God honors us when we try to get a job. Somebody requested prayer tonight to get a job. Amen. You know, I don't think that we ought to try to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. Amen. The neighbor pulls in with a brand new bass boat, and of course I want one. I mean, somebody shows me their new shotgun, of course I want one. That's not what I'm talking about. But it is God's will for us to always desire to do better. It's not God's will for us to stay where we're at. Amen. In any area of our life, I believe God wants us to do better. He wants us to be better children. He wants us to be better brothers and sisters. He wants us to be better fathers and mothers. Amen. He wants us to be better saints of God. Amen. And sometimes when we try, God will honor us for trying. Amen. The Bible here, I'm preaching tonight on because the sun was set. He has went as far as he could go. It was dark now. The sun was set. Now I want to tell you something. God had a divine appointment. Amen. Jacob thought, "Well, I'm just going to stop right here and I'm going to get up first thing in the morning and take off." Amen. But God had a divine appointment. You know, there's been times in my life I thought, you know, everything was just normal. You know, God loves to show, amen, the abnormal in the normal times. Praise God. I know God moves in revival church. I believe that. I know God moves in camp meetings. Amen, I believe that. But you know what? Amen, you'll get the most help if you'll just read your Bible and pray every day. Amen. Just living for God. Amen. But I remember one time we was on an elevator and the reason this is on my mind is that when we was with those young people the other day on the elevator and they was trying to act up or something, it made me think about one time I was somewhere preaching and me and Sister Bethany was there. I don't think we had the children, and we stepped on this elevator and I had my Bible in my hand. I'd got ready for church and walked down and got on the elevator, and as wherever it was, it had several different floors, and so that we was like in the middle. So we pushed it in here and we opened the door and we stepped in. She might not remember this. We stepped in, I was holding my Bible. Well, there was these two guys in there just like this, going at it, you know. Well, when one of them, you know, the door was fixing to shut and the guy stepped out. One of the guys stepped out. Like when we stepped in, he just shut up, you know. It just went silent. And then the door's fixing to shut, and you can put your hand through there and you can open it back up. And he shot out. He said, "I'm taking the stairs. Come on, let's go the stairs." Well, I guess probably, you know, he didn't want to be on there with us, or maybe embarrassed or whatever. I don't know. But the man just stood there, and he was an older man. Had come to find out it was a dad and a son, and the door shut, and that man began to weep and cry. He said, "You're a preacher, ain't you? Y'all are Christians, ain't you?" He said, "That's my son. And we've been at a party or whatever was going on. They had been some alcohol involved, and he said, we need prayer right now." And we got to praying for him right there in that elevator. Amen, that God would help him. You know, God knows how to set everything up. And Jacob is just going. He ain't got no plans other than just getting out of Dodge. Amen. Just getting out of town, getting away from his brother that was going to kill him. Amen. But God had a divine appointment. Now I want to tell you, sometimes you might be just going through the normal things of life, but God has a divine appointment. You might have went as far as you could go. You might have done everything you could do. What about Moses? He was on the backside of the desert. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Amen. The angel of the Lord appeared to him. Moses thought, well, here we are at this mountain again. Here we are right here. But you know what? God had a different plan. God had a divine appointment. And friend, God may have a divine appointment for you. Amen. God does have a divine appointment for us. You think about Esther. It's been brought up about Esther, amen, here recently. Amen, and about the king and all of that. The Bible tells us, amen, that Mordecai said, "Esther, who knoweth that if you're not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Amen, she's just going through life. I mean, she's just a captive from the Jewish land in this foreign land, and this king decides that he's going to pick a new queen because the queen didn't do what he, amen, had ordered her to do. And when she didn't do what he was supposed to do, he said, "Search out all the young ladies. Search among all the virgins and bring us in here and I'll pick one." Amen. And Esther said, "Well, don't give me nothing more." Amen. They could do anything they wanted to. And they could put all the jewels on they wanted to. They could fix it just the way they wanted to be. Amen. But Esther said, "I don't want nothing more than whatever you require." Amen. She went in there, I believe, in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. There's nothing more, amen, than the beauty of holiness. Praise God. There's nothing more beautiful than the beauty of holiness. I know this world puts so much money and puts so much effort, amen, into doing everything this and to decking everything out and all of this different stuff. But I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters, tonight, amen, there's nothing more beautiful than the way God created you. There's nothing more beautiful in the way God created you. And you know, every time, amen, that any type of face paint or any of that is brought up in the Bible, it's brought up in a negative way. Now, I know that was a total different culture back then, but it was always brought up in a negative way. But Esther, amen, she said, "I don't want nothing more than whatever you require." And the Bible said when she went in that she found favor in the eyes of the king. Praise God. But you know what? God was setting that all up. Amen. God was setting it up. Hallelujah. I'm preaching it out on because the sun was set. The sun may be set in your life, so to speak. You say, I've lost all these opportunities. I can't take another step. I don't even know what to do next. Amen. But could it be that God, amen, is fixing to come on the scene like he did for Jacob? Praise God. Right there in his life when the sun was set, amen, God revealed himself to him. He dreamed that a ladder was stretched to heaven and God was standing on the top of the ladder. Church, God still stands at the top of our ladder. Hallelujah. If we'll take time, amen, to see what God has. Amen. And Esther, praise God, there she was. Amen. Just doing, just, you know, I mean, thrown right in the middle of it. She's now a queen. Here is this little girl taken captive. Amen. Don't even have her natural mother and father with her. Amen. She's being raised by her cousin Mordecai. Amen. Which they called him uncle, but the cousin Mordecai, amen, is raising her. Amen. And like a father figure to her. Praise God. And here's this queen. Amen. But God has more than a little girl in a foreign palace. Amen. As a queen, he's got somebody right where he wants her. Hallelujah. And church, it could be, amen, that you feel so alone. It could be that you feel so broken or confused or whatever. But it also could be that God has got us right where he wants us. Because the sun was set. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows how to make the appointment just right. God knows how to put everything together. Amen. There's not a puzzle that God doesn't know how to put together. Amen. It doesn't matter how scrambled it is. God is able. Listen to what happened. This was an appointment. The sun was set. He couldn't go no further. Amen. But this was appointment. God is in this place and I knew it not. Hallelujah. It makes me think of that song that says he was waiting all the time, standing there in line. I was going to say he came looking for me. Praise God. That would go along with it too. Lord, help me to preach tonight. Amen. But he was waiting all the time. God's been awaiting all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. It could be any different, but God is in control. Church, God is in control. Can you say that with me? God is in control. Amen. He's not worried about it tonight. Hallelujah. He's not shook up about it tonight. He has it all under control. There's an old song, amen, that they used to sing in the Assemblies of God. When I was a kid, it said, God is still on the throne. Amen. It's a real slow song. Some of y'all might have heard it. He never forsaketh his own. Though trials oppress us and burdens distress us. Amen. God is still on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. It was a divine appointment. Oh, hallelujah. And then the Bible says that he appeared unto him. Amen. It was a divine appearance. Glory to God. The angels of God are coming down this ladder. The angels of God are going up this ladder. And the Bible says in verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know if Jacob got saved here or not. Some people say Jacob didn't get saved right there. Amen. I don't know if Jacob got saved there or not. I know he didn't live right. I know, amen, after this that he didn't do everything right. I know that he was still, you know, kind of, you know, messing around and wandering around doing different things. I agree with that. Amen. Maybe it was Peniel where he really had the conversion experience. Amen. You know, these Old Testament stories, you can apply them to your life today. But I'm not saying, I don't want to get into that, whether he got saved here or not. But every one of us have to agree that Jacob had an experience with God right there at that place. Jacob had an experience with God. And friend, if there's anything we need an experience with God. Something more than a good paycheck, we need an experience with God. Something more, amen, than an inheritance, we need an experience with God. Church, I'm telling you something more, amen, than anything we could ever imagine. We need an experience with God. Everything else will fade away. Everything else will go away. Hallelujah. But you get an experience with God, it'll hold you in a foreign land. Hallelujah. It'll hold you where you can't imagine to be held. Glory to God. Lord, help me to preach tonight. Amen. We need an experience like Paul got on the road. Hallelujah. Praise God, to Damascus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Apostle Paul was not the Apostle Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus. And he was going down to Damascus, amen, to kill Christians. And the Bible says about noonday, hallelujah, as he journeyed and came near to Damascus, oh, praise God, this is just a normal trip. No, it ain't a normal trip. Amen. Because he went a murderer and he came back a saint of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He had killed Stephen. He was the one, amen, that was consenting unto Stephen's death. He was pushing for him to kill Stephen. Amen. But God turned him into one of the greatest preachers. Amen. Wrote nearly half or over half the New Testament. Now I want to tell you something tonight. No matter how bad your life is, amen, or no matter how bad your situation is, amen, the sun may be set, praise God, amen, but there was a light from heaven that shined around him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen. Who art thou, Lord? I'm Jesus whom you persecute. Amen. Hallelujah. He, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what must I do? What wilt thou have me to do? He said, arise and go into the city. It'll be told you there what to do. You know, it was 3 days. A lot of times we give up too easy, church. It was 3 days before he got the answer. He was blind. Amen. They had to lead him by the hand. Praise God. But after 3 days, amen, he didn't have no sight. Neither did he drink anything. They're talking about Brother Dolehouse. Amen. Went to his funeral the other day. They said when he was a young man before he got saved, he knew about God, but he wasn't saved. Said he fasted 3 days to get saved. Now, I've heard of people fasting after they got saved. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody fasting to get saved. Amen. But he said, I wanted to make sure I got saved. I wanted to make sure that I really got it. Hallelujah. Thank God. I agree with you, Brother Wayne. This is the best thing. Hallelujah. And Jacob was running. Jacob was running. You might be running tonight. Oh, you might be sitting still in that pew, but you might be running inside. Amen. But Jacob, hallelujah, he thought he was just stopping by. Amen. Just stopping by the Econo Lodge, you know. That was the Econo Lodge back then. Grab a couple stones and make you a pillow right here and go to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. That was about the best you could get. Amen. Oh, God. He didn't have, you know, everything that everybody could want. You know, all the, you know, feather bed and, you know, all this different stuff. I mean, he's just laying there with his head on a pillow. Oh, but no, this is more than the Econo Lodge. This is more than just a stop on the road of life. This is more than a Sunday night service, I dare say. Amen. This is a divine appearance from God. He's standing at the top of that ladder. This is more than a normal day in Saul of Tarsus' life. Listen, amen, God loves to take a normal day and turn it into something. Amen. Where God gets the glory. On Wednesday night, November the 11th, 1992. I mean, I've told about it. I've preached about it. Shouted about it. Hallelujah. Y'all probably get tired of hearing about it. Amen. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I don't know what they sang that night, but they must have sang good because I got saved. Hallelujah. I don't remember one person testifying that night. Man, but Brother Wayne, they must have sure had the fire of God that night because I got saved. Hallelujah. Amen. My dad preached that night. It was Wednesday night. It wasn't revival service. It wasn't a camp meeting. I don't know what he preached on, but he must to preach better than he's ever preached in all his life. Amen. Because I was a little boy and God touched me that night and I got saved. I'm telling you, I got saved that night. I got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. It was just a Wednesday night service. There probably wasn't nobody there but about two or three ladies in our church, in our family. Because my dad's church, he pastored that church all them years, and until us boys got older and got to preaching and stuff, there wasn't hardly nobody there. They was just a couple old ladies there. Really. I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, there was three older ladies that was there every service. Amen. And one of them was Sister Harris, one of them was Sister McClure, and one of them was Sister Thurston. And those ladies was there my whole life. Amen. They passed away after I was gone. Amen. One of them is still alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't some great campaign. Hallelujah. It was just a normal day, kind of like in Jacob's life. The sun was set. Amen. But it was a divine appointment and a divine appearance. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. You don't have to have the best preacher to get saved. All you got to do is believe God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Glory to God. I'm talking about, amen, just a divine appointment. Joshua's going out there. Amen. I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. Joshua's going out there to look at Jericho. He went out there to look at it. Amen. Hallelujah. And Joshua's looking at Jericho, and he looks over, and there's a man got a sword in his hand. It ain't in the sheath. The Bible said the sword was drawn in his hand. Here's a man that has a sword in his hand. Listen, Joshua was a warrior. Amen. Joshua had come out of Egypt. He had saw the mighty works of Egypt. He wasn't afraid. He went to this man. He said, I've got a question for you. Are you for us? Are you for them? Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua's just scouting out the city. Amen. Here's this man with this sword in his hand. I'm talking about a divine appearance. Hallelujah. He said, are you for us? Are you for him? The man was not a normal man. This was a mighty man. This was Jesus Christ, I believe. I believe it was an Old Testament appearance of Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you for us? Are you for him? Amen. He said, I'm not for neither one. He said, I'm the captain of the Lord's host. Woo! Hallelujah. What do you got to say to your servant? He said, take your shoes off because the place you're standing is holy ground. Holy ground? Amen. Yes, holy ground. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, God can turn, amen, the place you're standing into holy ground. When God gets on it, it's holy ground. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. You know, Pope John Paul came to America, and you know, he kissed the ground when he got out there at Washington, D.C. You know what those nutcakes did? They dug that ground up and got it in a museum somewhere. That don't mean nothing. Praise God. Probably contaminated it. But I'm going to tell you something. When the presence of God gets in a place, it's holy ground. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Moses looking at the burning bush. Take your shoes off, Moses, because the place you're standing is holy ground. I want to tell you something tonight. It ain't this building. It ain't this pulpit. It's not this piano. I want to slap it, but I better not. Amen. It's not these altars. Praise God. It's not that. It's the presence of God. Amen. Jacob, you've went as far as you could go, but God's in the place. You know, God will meet you when you've went as far as you could go. Hallelujah. Amen. I did everything I could do. Hallelujah. And it was a divine appearance. Amen. A divine appointment's a divine appearance. Amen. And divine promises. I wish we could get a hold of this tonight. Amen. The Bible says that God said, I'm the Lord God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. Amen. The land where you lie, where you're lying right there. Hallelujah. While you're dreaming, laying on that hard stone for a pillow. Amen. Oh, I don't know, Jacob. It seemed like to me he was a little bit spoiled. It just seemed like to me he was a little bit spoiled. Seemed like Rebecca kind of took care of him the best she could. And I'm sure, boys, y'all straighten up right now. I'm preaching, okay? Y'all boys straighten up and listen to me. I can see, amen, and he probably didn't like, hey boys, quit talking, straighten up. I can see he had a pretty good pillow. He probably had a pretty good pillow. Y'all still with me, ain't you? I didn't hurt nothing, did you? Come on, church. Amen. He had a pretty good pillow on his. He probably slept on a pretty good pillow. Hallelujah. Thank God. I can talk about my wife buying them nice pillows. I mean, you know, I didn't know they had such nice pillows. Praise God. Amen. But you know what? I'll just say this just because I went this far. Amen. But She used to go to the chiropractor all the time, and somebody told her, said, you need to try this pillow. And she tried this pillow, and it helped her. And she didn't have to go, so she gave the pillow back, and we went and bought the pillow. And that pillow was $100 plus. But anyways, amen, it's a lot cheaper than the chiropractor. But I'm telling you something right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Jacob probably had one of them $100 pillows. But it didn't fit in his... Is it a fanny pack? It didn't fit in his backpack. He's a running. He, all he had to do was get that stone. Now, I've had some hard pillows. I've had some hard beds. I've slept places, you know, in foreign countries, and I thought, my Lord, thank God for America. That's what I was thinking. And I was thanking God for it. Amen. I slept in one place, and the dogs barked all night. The next morning, I got up, and the dogs was all asleep. I said, wake up. I was kicking the dogs. Wake up. I said, no wonder these dogs bark all night. Y'all let them sleep all day. That's like some other people I know. They stay up all night and sleep all day. But anyway, I said, get up. Get up. I really did. It was at Brother Bakri's. Amen. He laughed at me. Every time I saw that dog asleep, I threw rocks at it. I said, no wonder that dog won't sleep at night. He sleeps all day. Amen. He got me some earplugs. But anyways, amen. The promises, he didn't just see God. Amen. God gave him promises. He said, the land you're laying on, I'm going to give it to you. Listen, when God gives you a promise, you got a promise you can take to the bank. I believe there's promises in here. Maybe God told you he's going to save your children. Maybe God told you he's going to bless you. Maybe God told you he's going to turn it around. Hallelujah. Promises of God. God is a promise maker. Hallelujah. And he's not just a promise maker. He's a promise keeper. And I'm not talking about some fake junk. I'm talking about the real thing. When God said it, it's going to happen. He said, Jacob, I'm going to give you this land. And he said, the dust. Hallelujah. Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. He said, thou shalt spread abroad west. You're going to go east. You're going to go north. And you're going to go south. And he said, not only that, he said, but in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You know what? We're Gentiles here tonight. Amen. As far as I know, we're all Gentiles. Amen. But every one of us is sitting in this church house tonight because of this promise that was written right there. Because Jesus Christ came from the seed of Jacob. And there wouldn't none of us be sitting here tonight in our right mind if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God gives promises, and God still gives promises today. Amen. And we ought to believe the promises of God. Amen. God has promises for you. Listen, the Bible tells us, amen, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm almost done. Lord help us. And verse number 20, for all, can somebody say all? All the promises of God in him are yea. Which means yes. All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. And that word amen just simply means I agree or so be it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. One time they got a CD of mine, found out I said amen like 300 times or something like that. Well, hallelujah. I agree with myself when I'm preaching. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying not to say amen right now. But all the promises of God in him are yea. Can we hear a yes? Yeah. All the promises of God in him are yes. Yeah. And in him, amen. So be it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They're thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give thee an expected end. Amen. God wants to lift you up. There's a song that said, he lifts us up higher. Hallelujah. And he promised we'll not be alone. Listen, I've seen people come. Amen. Praise God. God's blessed me, and I've seen people be on the bottom, and God began to pick them up. Woo, hallelujah. And God would just take them up higher. They thought, man, they can't get any higher. And God just take them a little higher. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All the promises of God in him are yea. And in him, amen, unto the glory of God. Amen. By us. I know y'all heard that story. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm saying amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As that guy was out there hammering him, he was on the porch, and he hit his thumb. He said, praise God. And a bunch of sinners under said, why are you praising God? You hit your thumb. He said, I'm praising God. It wasn't the skill saw. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, the promises of God. And she had a promise box. I've seen people have this. Basically, it was just a box. And she had taken little index cards and wrote scriptures on it and stuck it in that box. Well, it was there. It was there. And she actually said that she would had been engaged to a young man. And his family did it. And she said, I didn't even marry him. I married somebody else. But said, I loved it. Said when they would sit down to eat, that the dad would take out a card and read a promise. That wrote a promise, you know, like, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Promises, just scriptures. Amen. That God will help us. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Can y'all think of some promises right now that God's given you? Hallelujah. God gives promises. Amen. And she had married and had children. And her son went in, or her husband was called to the war. Her young husband was sent to the war and was in the war. And she was there one day with her children. And on the radio, she heard bad news concerning the war. And the news media had come on and gave bad news. And fear, she said, gripped my heart. She said, fear got a hold of me, and all I could think about was my husband laying in a field dying or dead or in a foreign camp, prisoner of war. And she said, I walked and I saw that promise box. And she said, I pulled it out, and she said, didn't really speak to me. And she said, I went over and I sat down, and she said, Lord, do you have a promise for me? And she said, I was hoping that God would give me a scripture that would speak to my heart that I could kind of flip through, you know, amen, just kind of find. I mean, have you ever done that? You know, to open the Bible and try to find something. I heard about one man. He was having all kinds of financial problems. He said, Lord, help me. He opened the Bible through it. It said chapter 11. But anyways, praise God, Lord, help me tonight. Hallelujah. She's a shaking, hoping that she'd find something in there. And she's shaking. And she said that all... Y'all still... I didn't lose you there, did I? She's holding that promise box in her hand. And she's hoping that God will give her a special one out of there. You know, some scriptures just speak to you better at certain times. And she was hoping that she would get a good one. And she said, I shook. Because I was just sitting there and I shook. And she said, just without thinking, I flipped the box over. And she said, they spread out on my lap and on the floor. And she said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, all my promises are for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're talking about trusting the Word of God. You can trust it. I remember me and my wife got the Bible out. We spread it out and we read and we said, God, you said right here in your word, you do such and such. Amen. Hallelujah. And God answers. Thank you, Jesus. I remember there was a young couple that was divorced. We was having prayer meeting here. Me and Sister Betty got the Bible out. And we knelt down right over here and we read that scripture. We said, Lord, you said in your word that if two of you agree as touching anything, it'll be done. And we said, Lord, we pray that you would put this marriage back together. Amen. God's my witness tonight. Amen. They're married tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about promises. All the promises of God are yea and amen. The Bible said that they are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. Stand together with me tonight. Because the sun was set, Jacob couldn't go no further. He had went as far as he could go. He was in a strange land, strange atmosphere. Mama wasn't in there rubbing his head. Hallelujah. He didn't get to kiss him goodnight that night. He was way off. But God had it set up exactly where he needed to be. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to come to a close, and we're going to pray. God knows who he's speaking to tonight, but you're here tonight. You feel like your world is chaos. You feel like that It is nothing like it should be. I come to preach to you that God has you right there, just like that, so He can show Himself to you. He is standing at the top of the ladder tonight. He is standing at the top of the ladder tonight. And He says, I am the God of Abraham thy father, the God of Isaac. I have promises for you, Jacob. The Lord's saying, I got promises for you. I got promises for you. I'm going to help you. I am going to turn you around. I am going to move in your life. You're here tonight and you say, Brother Sam, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for me. I need prayer. Yes, sir. I see your hand. Yes, I see. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sister. Yes, brother. I see. Yes, I see. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God help us tonight. Yes, I see it. God sees it too. He wants to help us. Listen, this is what I want us to do. Before we go, I want us to gather in here at the front. Come on, let's just gather and pray for one another. Hands went up all over this place. Precious brothers and sisters, saints of God. Some struggling, some needing our help. And let's just gather in here and pray tonight.